If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Join the fun.
Let's go.
Cinco de Five-O on WFN. It's always great.
There you go.
Cinco de when AI songs were good. Cinco de Five-O is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. The Knicks and the Celtics. The Celtics and the Knicks. We already know one Garden team played like gutless cowards. Now, it's here. We're here to predict positive Tommy's reaction when the Knicks season does end. The five most likely reactions positive Tommy will give when the Knicks season's over. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
These Knicks are already better than the overrated 90s Knicks years. We just got to give it more time.
Okay.
You understand was overrated.
I understand.
Stuff? All right, here we go.
I mean, you're not
number
wrong.
Four.
The Celtics making the NBA Finals is a good thing, Knicks fans. Too many extra games and series that will hurt the Celtics and help us next year.
Am I supposed to react to this nonsense?
No, I'm just telling you. I'm predicting what we're going to look.
No.
Here.
I know what you're doing here. I know what you're pulling here. Your team is officially eliminated.
Can I continue to list?
You can continue in 1 second. Your team is officially eliminated. So instead of actually hitting the podium here and doing a top five, why the Rangers are gutless losers?
No, we did.
You're taking shots at the other team at the Garden, the one that's actually going to the playoffs.
No.
Okay. Go ahead. Continue.
Previewing the Knicks tonight. All right. Here
number three.
A gutless Brooklyn Nets sabotaged our team, Knicks fans. Don't worry. Jalen will fix him. We will be fine.
That's a funny one. I like
that. All right, here we go.
Number two.
Who could have predicted the Cavs would be this good this year? Don't worry, Knicks fans. We will be the Cavs next year. Don't make any vacation plans next June.
Okay.
All right, and last but not least.
Number one.
This team is building something special, like Oklahoma City did. Next year is the year. I will lead us. And that's your five likely. Enjoy Knicks Celtics tonight.
It was a very creative list. I do have to defend Tommy. Tommy has been harsh on the Knicks when need be. And it actually reminds me of something. And it was a thought I've had for about a week or two now. And Tommy has helped add to it. BT has helped add to it. And just the general observation of Knicks fans has added to it. And that is the idea that Knicks fans have not enjoyed this season at all. Like, when the Knicks lose and Tommy goes to the podium, he usually says something, like, pretty critical about the team. Numerous times he has said, hey, this loss was sobering, right? Like, and by the way, I think that's great, fair analysis right of his own team. BT and I were having a conversation off air in which he said, I haven't enjoyed this season. He said it on the air. I don't believe in this team. And I've gotten that sense from observing Knicks fans, like animals in the zoo. I've observed them. I've observed everyone at this radio station. I've observed Knicks fans at Madison Square Garden going, and I've observed them on social media. I've observed them in the arena. And the Knicks fan has not enjoyed this season.
No.
The Knicks fan has been miserable this season, and that's where I kind of feel bad, because the New York Knicks had a 50-win season. The New York Knicks are going to be the 3 seed in the Eastern Conference. And while we may agree on where this is going to end or how it's going to end and if it's a successful season or not, that's not even my point. My point is you should enjoy an 82-game season in which your team wins 50 times. Like, that to me is, it's heartbreaking to hear that kind of rhetoric. So am I wrong, Tommy? Because I think I'm pretty right.
You are right. It's obviously a result of the fact that they're not even close in these games against elite teams. So they're not even leaving. This is why people are reacting this way. They're not even leaving that sliver of hope. And I, quite frankly, blame the Brooklyn Nets. And here's why.
What the hell did they? Well,
follow the bouncing ball here.
Okay.
What a tie-in.
They should have kept Kenny Atkinson. He would have never been hired as the Cavs coach, and the Cavs wouldn't be having this type of season. Oh. If it was just the Celtics as the one elite team in the Eastern Conference, I think Knicks fans would be saying, hey, let's get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Right. Let's take a run. Because last year, that was the case. It was like, let's get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Let's give a run at the Celtics. By creating that other team here with the Cavs, who have also had their way with the Knicks fan, at least this is my assessment, feels like, all right, we'll win the opening round. Plus, you have the lack of sex appeal in the first round that you had last year with Philly. This year, it's with Milwaukee, or Detroit. It's like, whatever. So you don't have that sex appeal of the first round, and there's that feeling that they're not getting past the second round, whether it's Cleveland or Boston. So I blame the Brooklyn Nets and Kevin Durant and James Harden and Kyrie Irving.
You have a weird obsession with the Nets.
Oh, my God.
I don't even bring them up as much as he does.
But that's it's the butterfly effect, is it not?
But the butterfly effect could be maybe Atkinson's a better coach with the Durant Nets than Steve Nash was. Maybe the Nets hang a banner in this butterfly effect.
You got, I can't
well,
believe.
That's what I'm talking about. We're not talking about the Nets.
Bridges is never a Nick.
Guys, I can't believe I'm the one saying this. Please stop talking about the Nets. They literally have nothing to. No, it's your fault.
I brought up the Cavs.
No, look. I think the reason is expectations are the thief of joy.
Yeah.
And I think it's as simple.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Simple as that. 2 years ago, really goes back 3 years ago, I guess 4 years ago, to 2021, when they made the postseason as a four seed.
Yeah.
It was so exciting. Like, I can't believe the Knicks are back in the playoffs. I can't believe they're hosting a series. And yeah, it ended in disappointment. They missed the playoffs. Then they have another, like, really fun season. Like, oh my God, this is awesome. You beat the Cavs in the first round. You think you're going to beat Miami. You lose a tough series to the Heat.
Yeah.
But there's still, like, that wide-eyed, childlike, this is fun. And then last year, same thing. Like, you win a first round against Philadelphia where you're supposed to win, but they're the Sixers and Embiid. Like, it wasn't a lock by any stretch. You win this hard-fought series that had all these amazing moments. And then ever since the loss to Indiana, which, yes, attrition played a big part of it, Tommy. I'm certainly not going to deny that. You go out and make an all-in move for Bridges. You make an all-in move for Cat. Mm-hmm. And the expectations were completely different. And I know this. I've lived this, honestly. And what I tried to do during those years is not think about how it's going to end or think about what people are going to say. Enjoy the 82. The 82 are fun, man. Like, having an 82-game season in which you know you're a playoff team, you're going to win 50 games, you're going to have home court in the first round, that's fun! Don't think about Boston. Don't think about Cleveland. Don't make yourself miserable. So the expectations that got raised based on second round last 2 years, based on trade for Bridges, trade for Towns, has absolutely stolen away the joy and the fun. And I genuinely feel bad because sports isn't supposed to be like that.
I think a lot of Knicks fans feel like the deficiencies on this team are unfixable and they don't think they're a championship team. Now, we have addressed a few of those on this radio show, whether it's JB and Kat, your two-star players, not being great defensive players, whether you have the feeling that they are a little bit soft and they're not the team that we saw last year that was fun and spunky. By the way, that team probably wouldn't win a title if they stayed together for the next 5 or 6 years or so. So I think that's part of it as well, where you feel like you're just going to knock your head against the wall, second-round exit, second-round exit. And the haters will throw that in your face every win.
Tommy, stop. You're the hater, not me. Here's the thing. Because I haven't said any of that right now. What I'm saying is, you're worried about the second round? It's the second week of April.
I didn't say I was worried about it. I'm just trying to take the full temperature of
everybody. But you haven't enjoyed this season either. You're an example of it. No, you haven't.
Wait a second. That's what you're turning this into? I've enjoyed it a lot.
You're one of many. It's not like I'm picking on you. I think most Knicks fans have just not enjoyed this season. I feel like a sadness. And the reality is, you can't overthink Boston and Cleveland until you get there. Enjoy the fact that you're about to win, you've won 50 games, and then enjoy the fact that you'll probably win a round of the postseason. After that, sure, then we'll have the hard conversations. But why are you not enjoying a 50-win season when your franchise hasn't had back-to-back of these in 30 years? Like, you should be happy. You should be enjoying yourself, and you're all miserable, and I feel bad.
I enjoyed it a lot. I don't understand. I do understand, but I'm going to get you to admit it. You wanted me earlier in the year to tweet after losses. Now, why would Evan do that, Brian Windhorst? Because I'm the voice of Knicks fans, obviously, so I shouldn't skip the podium. That's how it was presented to me. Now I know.
What does that have to do with what I'm saying?
Because you're tying it in. How do you know my enjoyment level? You don't know my enjoyment level.
Nah, you haven't enjoyed this season. Am I wrong? Have you enjoyed this season?
Yes! I haven't enjoyed when they got their clock cleaned by the elite teams, but night in, night out, absolutely. 100%.
I don't believe you.
Why don't you believe me then?
Because I just don't get a joy feeling from you. I really don't. I think that you have been like a lot of Knicks fans who have just, you've gone through the motions this season.
I have not gone through the motions this year. Absolutely not. I've watched every single game. I've watched it with great intent. I've loved it. I've enjoyed it. There are frustrating things at times, which I've laid out on social media. But as far as enjoying the season, I've enjoyed it a lot.
Do you think he's enjoyed the season?
Nah. No, I think he's felt the pressure. I think he feels like he's the sixth man of the Knicks, and I think he's felt the weighted pressure of understanding that his preseason hype is not going to be fulfilled, and I think it's weighted on him.
And that's kind of the problem. Like, I get it. I understand because we kind of all agree that their ceiling is probably getting knocked out in the second round by the Boston Celtics, but there's nothing you could do about that on April 8th.
I also don't think it's a Knicks thing. I think it's a whole New York sports thing.
Okay, well, I'm glad you said that, and I want to tell you what I am really, really trying to do. And I don't know if this will be the case with the Mets now. Maybe it would be a year from now. I'm going to enjoy this baseball season.
Yeah.
Like, I am not going to sit there as much as Tiki tries and says, well, the Dodgers are good. Well, the Dodgers are better. Like, okay, great. That's fine. I'll worry about that in October. Like, I am going to cherish this baseball season, assuming the Mets are good. Now, they're off to a good start. Obviously, things can change on a dime when you watch baseball, good or bad, as we saw last year from the other angle. So I am really going to take a holistic approach to enjoying a good baseball season and not overreacting or worrying about what may happen to me in October. And I think that's what's happened to the Knicks fan. It has completely ruined your enjoyment of what's been a really good regular season.
How dare you? How dare you, Sean? How dare you, Evan?
What?
Last year, when the Knicks were eliminated by attrition, and they gave the team a standing ovation, both of you two knuckleheads basically thumbed your noses at Knicks fans.
What does that have to
How could
what
you
I'm saying?
Celebrate this? Yeah. How could you not have higher expectations? And then when the expectations change, and in your words, the Knicks fan hasn't enjoyed this season, you then again, ostracize them. So you can't have it both ways.
No, it's completely different.
Let me know how it's different.
Well, look at the Mets as an example. I'll give you a language that you know I'm being genuine from, since you don't believe anything I say with the Knicks. I just said I'm going to enjoy this Mets season no matter what, because I can't worry about October. I'll worry about October in October. If they get knocked out in the wild card round or the division series, I'm going to be pissed off. I'm going to be angry. I'm not going to give him a standing ovation, but that's not going to take away the joy I'm going to have from April to September. That's what I'm saying. Enjoy this regular season, and it feels like Knick fans have like sleptwalked through it, where it's like you can't smile. You're allowed to smile. If you get knocked out in the second round, should you be pissed off? Of course you should.
R and I, in the beginning of the show, which you can go back on the rewind feature on the Odyssey at the 2 o'clock, living proof of this, Tommy. Did I not, throughout this entire Ranger season, enjoy the ride, the good times and the bad times? And what happened when it was over today?
Now you killed him.
Killed him.
Rewind to 2 o'clock. Sean went scorched earth on the Rangers.
That doesn't mean I didn't enjoy the ride night in and night out. I'm trying to be a better fan like that. When it's time to kill him, you kill him.
Yeah. I think you should learn from me and Sean. We're good fans.
I hate you both, but I'll walk into your trap. I'll play your game here. You can't.
It's not a game.
Yes,
it's honestly
it is.
How
you
I feel.
No, but you can't compare baseball to basketball.
Oh, you can.
Kevin Roberts on this station several, if not every single day, says the Dodgers aren't going to make the World Series. Why does everybody just say the Dodgers are going to win the World Series?
Yeah.
Baseball's different. In the NBA, all right, I get the Thunder, I get the Celtics. Evan, you get the field, life on the line. You want to make that bet?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
I get the Thunder and Celtics.
Okay.
You get the field, your life is on the line.
Your life is on the line. Oh, no, I'm taking the Celtics.
Right.
I get the Thunder.
So the NBA is different. You have probably two or three teams that are in league that are going to win a title. But baseball's wide open, so you can enjoy the ride more.
No,
so I'll walk into your trap here, and I'll play your game, even though I've enjoyed the season, and I think a lot of Knicks fans have.
I'm going to tell you why you're wrong. It's not about the shockingness of baseball versus basketball. It's about when there's a regular season. Enjoy it if the team is good. Don't worry about the playoffs till the playoffs are there. When the playoffs are there, yes, and we're almost there. Like, dude, we're a week and a half away from breaking down Knicks Pistons. Yeah. I can't wait. And yes, that's when things get stressful. But until then, when you're in a 50-win regular season, and I have had that before, by the way. Like, I wouldn't use the recent Durant era because it was a failure, but in the Jason Kidd era, I learned to, like, really appreciate the regular season. I knew it was championship or bust. Like, once you get to the finals in back-to-back years, of course. But I learned how I got to appreciate this.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean upsets can't happen or I'm expecting this. It means I watched a 50-win year smile, and you guys haven't, and I'm just looking out for you.
I also want to apologize to Cody Bellinger. He did not go out for wings after the game. Our boys John Boy and Jake got on the Talking Yanks account.
It was a fake one?
Yeah, they got punked.
So we want to apologize to Cody?
Yeah, just I'm apologizing to Cody.
All right, we apologize. Me too, because I said I'd have been pissed too.
What's the issue? What was the issue, though?
Apparently, it wasn't Cody Bellinger going out to eat wings right after he got sick, too sick from eating wings, unable to participate in the Yankee shutout loss to the Detroit Tigers today.
That's got
to
be a first for Talking Yanks. They never get got.
They never get got. Kendrick's in Suffern. What's up, Kendrick?
Hey, guys. Want to talk some baseball here, but I do want to also address the Knicks tonight. But before I do, has anyone ever seen Positive Tommy in the same studio as El Grande Hermano? Because the unspoken truth that he has unmasked is that the Alpha Mets are New York City's team.
Okay. Very good.
So here's the thing. Evan, I got to call you out on something here picking on Tommy, and I hate to do it because we are coalition members. But last year, you couldn't bear to see the Mets at the end of the season play the Braves. You had so many skeletons in the closet that you weren't enjoying the end of the season because you were getting nervous at the end of the year because expectations were heightened, like you were telling Tommy. And I think Tommy, just like the Knicks fans know, and he is right, the Nets are the reason why he can't enjoy this season, because if he doesn't get the championship now, there's no future at Madison Square Garden because we own those picks. And so he recognizes, like I told him last year, that Tom Thibodeau is like a 10 at the bar when you have your beer goggles on. And in the playoffs, it's like waking up next to your second cousin in the morning.
I don't come full circle. Thank you, Kendrick. I understand what that is not my point. And I don't think that Loogie's got my point. And maybe I haven't done a good job of articulating it, so I apologize. That is part of my job on the radio, and maybe I have failed at it. I am merely saying, forget about what's going to happen in the playoffs. We will get there. When you have a really good regular season, and a 50-win year is a really good regular season. You should cherish it because, as Knick fans know, and certainly I know, 50-win years don't grow on
trees. I just want to know where you got your empirical data that Knick fans are not enjoying the season.
It's a vibe I got. I described it earlier. I've been at Madison Square Garden.
Okay.
I talk to Knick fans. I've got Knick fan friends in my life. I consume this radio station. Okay. I listen to it.
You're a season ticket holder.
I am a season ticket holder. It's just a vibe I get. I mean, BT's admitted it. That's only one person. I admit that. But Brandon has told me he has enjoyed the season. That's, again, I know he's only one guy.
Which he has said a lot, so he's been, you know,
he's been consistent
on that,
but
for sure.
But that vibe I've also gotten from others, he's just very forthright about it, which I respect. And I even said to him, off air, I think it's expectations are the thief of joy. So my theory is you're letting the expectations affect your enjoyment of what has been a very special regular season.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.